action, but mostly just staring at the dirt floor. Her face showed no expression, no feeling. She looked numb and disconnected. The Return to Happiness Project was set up by UNICEF and the Catholic Church in 1997 after violence in our region forced thousands of families to flee from their homes. The project trained hundreds of teenagers and adults as volunteer play therapists who ran workshops for displaced children. Each workshop followed the same basic pattern. First there were games and songs, then painting, and then we played with toys. Usually we played in groups, but with kids like Juanita, the really sad ones, we played one-on-one.
Let's see what we know about Hoymir so far. He lives in Apartadó, the same town that Farlis is from. We know that the violence is pretty bad there. Hoymir volunteers for a group called Return to Happiness. He works with little kids whose families have been displaced by the war. Being forced out of your home and seeing fighting and death all around you has got to be incredibly scary, so I can see why these children need some help. Hoymir sounds like a nice guy. You can tell he really cares about this little girl Juanita. Let's keep reading and find out more. Pick up where we left off in the middle of page 110, where it says, "I sat on the floor beside her."
I sat on the floor beside her and showed her the bolsillo, the knapsack full of materials that every volunteer carries. "Look what I've got in here," I told her, but she didn't seem interested. I took out the rag dolls, the puppets, and the wooden toys, the donkey cart, the helicopter, the truck, the motorbike, and the boat. I started to play with them. I sat the man on the donkey cart and pushed him along. I flew the helicopter. I put the rag mother with the rag children and let them hug one another. Then I offered her the rag family.